Russian Camelot starting to dart through the field, and then Probabil, the Harrovian, up to Behemoth. As they reach the 350, they run the corner. They were followed by Muggets, who held up, and here comes, coming through, Russian Camelot, and tanking through along the inside is Luna Fox. Muggets, who coming at Russian Camelot, then Behemoth, Russian Camelot, and Muggets, who stride for stride. Muggets, who fights, Muggets, who for New South Wales. One all-star mile, 3.5. Second Russian Camelot, a gap to Luna Fox or Behemoth. It was a terrific race.
Great to have some crowd trackside at the Valley yesterday. The amphitheatre was in full force, and right in the middle of that amphitheatre was Chris Lees copping hugs and celebrations, and he joins us this morning. Congratulations, Chris.
Thanks very much, Warren.
What a terrific race it was as a spectator to watch. How was it for you?
It was a bit nerve-wracking coming to the corner. I know that when he was held up, but it was... It was a great spectacle. It was a really great race to watch.
A horse who's won over $3 million now, a good chunk of that yesterday, but he's relatively lightly raced. What prompted you to target the All-Star Mile with a horse who's perhaps better known over more ground?
Yeah, I think the fact he got around the Valley reasonably well on the Cox Plate, and we know he's really got a really good second-up record, and we just thought he'd be able to react well off a fast pace at a mile in the right race. Being a gelding in a race like that with so much prize money, it's certainly an attractive option for him.
When you stretch him out to win the Newcastle Cup, no doubt a win that was very close to your heart last preparation, what differences do you have to do? Like, in terms of keeping him fresh for that second-up run, how do you go about preparing him differently so he was right for the mile yesterday?
Yeah, he's a pretty clean-winded horse, and he's a horse that reacts well fresh, so we had him ready for his first up run, and then just really backed off him. I hadn't done a lot with him. Had a little pretty soft trial and relatively soft workout on Tuesday morning. So I'm just trying to keep him a little bit on the fresh side. He can get 2,400, but I think 2,000 metres is probably his ideal trip. So fresh at a mile, I always thought he'd run well.
Stuart's report lists an abrasion on the near side. Was there a minor incident around the stables or in transport yesterday?
No, it wasn't yesterday. It was when he got on the float from Newcastle. He's funny. He's a really quiet horse. And then little things just tick him off. We sent him to Newcastle on our own float. And he went probably 200 metres down the road. Because he was on his own, he panicked a bit and rubbed both his hips. So we had to send an old gelding for a trip to Sydney with him. But Cameron and he done a really good job. No one knows you come race day.
Some great vision out on social media last night of the closing stages of the race and an embrace straight after the race. How much does it mean to be able to win a race of that monetary value, but also, you know, building status as well?
Yeah, no, it was a great thrill. That's my son with me. So I brought him down for the weekend. We just come down and watched the race, and someone happened to have a camera behind me, and I've had to see it too. It's a little bit embarrassing, but that's what big races do. That brings emotion out in everyone.
Yeah, nothing embarrassing about being excited and hugging your son after winning a race. And great to see Adrian Bott, I think, snuck into the photo bomb that too, and also give you a quick congratulations post-race.
Yeah, he did. He's a good fellow, Adrian. I've known him a long time.
Now, the entourage that's down with Mugger 2, and there was a few of them there yesterday. Do we need to send out any search parties this morning, or is everything pretty stable to your knowledge?
Well, I can't report anything there. That's why I'm glad I did bring my son down. I was tucked away before midnight, so with the rest, I can't vouch for anyone else.
And you found the Emerald Hotel a great place to celebrate anything, let alone great race victories in Melbourne. How was the night there?
Oh, great. What a great hotel, and how well do they look after you? Real racing. Yeah, there's a couple of them in Newcastle, but I've had that similar type of feel. Great place.
Do we need to see? I think I was more referring to Jock Gologley. Do you reckon there are some photos of the celebrations? And I think there's even a photo of the horse pulling up well this morning. So Jock may well have even slept with the horse, or he has found the stables this morning.
Well, he's here at the stables now. That's where we are. But I haven't found him yet, but he's sneaking around here somewhere. Good to have him down here.
How's Mugger 2, more importantly?
Yeah, he's pulled up really well. So he'll travel back to, I'll give him a few days at our farm. He'll travel back tomorrow night.
What do you do with him through to the championships?
He'll definitely run in the Queen's Elizabeth. Rough chance he'd run in the Doncaster beforehand, but if you ask me right now, it's only 4 weeks into the Queen's Elizabeth.
Is that the best gap? I know that when you ran in the Cox Plate last year, you'd had the run in the Metrop and the Newcastle Cup. So, you know, it was probably, again, a race that you probably didn't want to pass up the opportunity to run, but not those gap between runs leading into the Cox Plate last year. And is that the way you get the best out of him?
Yeah, well, look, he reacts really well. Whatever you do with him, I did back him up 12 months ago and it didn't work, but that was off a really tough Mannion Cup run. So he's a horse, I think he's pretty genuine whatever you put him in, but he does appreciate his own space, for sure.
You won a race at the Provincials yesterday in New South Wales. You're saddling up one at Grafton today, Van Barry. If anybody's looking for a potential winner today, how's Van Barry second up going into that race three at Grafton?
Yeah, he won second up last preparation. Heavy ground, he's untried on, but his mother loved it and so did her, so it's the best indication I can get. He's a horse that gets up on speed. He's very limited, but he's in a pretty limited race.
Chris, it was great to have you down here, one of Australia's great racing families and a terrific win and just such a great contest it was yesterday. I suppose you had a vested interest, but just watching Hugh Bowman and Damien Oliver and Mugatu and Russian Camelot, two of the best horses and two of our absolute elite riders applying their trade to their best, it was what really racing encapsulates, really, wasn't it?
Oh, it certainly was. I didn't take myself out of it, you know, watching them two buy each other off at the corner and then look for different runs, and you know, probably two of Australia's greatest ever riders going stride for stride. Pretty good watch.
Great to have you as part of our racing history down here yesterday, Chris. Good luck for the championships.
Thanks very much, Warren. Appreciate it.